Calvin.
Yes.
The truth is out there.
Is it?
It is.
Are you sure?
It is. And we're going to find it tonight, guaranteed. 100%. This episode of I Want to Believe is brought to you by The Truth, truth.com. Copyright that.
Can they return it if we fail?
The Truth?
Return the episode?
Yeah, no, this is free episode. It's free, I Want to Believe, Allie.
We all have worked in retail. Has anybody ever had a free thing returned?
Yes. Okay. All right. I guess this is how we're going to start the show tonight. So no joke, many times at GameStop, people would do the buy two, get one free, and they try to return the free game and say, I don't want this. Can I get my money back on it? And I would explain to them, well, sure. And I would just take the game and go, thank you. Because that is how much money you spent on the game. So please leave now if you don't plan to purchase anything else. Hey, what's up, guys? It is I Want to Believe here on this Tuesday, June 19, 2018. My name is Shannon Young. I'm the host tonight along with a couple of good people. Calvin Hebert is here.
What's up?
Allie Hebert is here.
Hello.
And Lindsay Wolfgang's here.
I will try my best to not sound dead.
So Allie and Lindsay are both very tired, I assume.
I am.
I'm about normal.
So you're tired.
Yeah. But
you are the human sloth.
Thanks.
I think she has sloth genomes in her.
I don't think that's how that works.
So I'm trying to figure out where we want to start tonight. We actually have a lot of cool things to talk about. It's going to be an exciting show. I want to recommend you guys go back and listen to the show two Saturdays ago when Tanner and I welcomed author Paul Blake Smith to talk about the 1941 crash and retrieval of a UFO right here in our backyard of Cape Girardeau. It was a great episode. I'm really proud of it. I'm going to spread the word about it as much as I possibly can. And from what I understand, Tanner not with us tonight, but said he has a lot of cool things on the horizon. For the show, he's going to get some cool interviews. Tanner's the one that hooked that up. Mm-hmm. So that was all him. He's the one that set it up. He's the one that got me to do it because I really didn't want to be honest with you. I know I host and I interview and stuff like that, but I'm really uncomfortable when it comes to interviewing sometimes, especially when it's on the phone with people I've never talked to before. I talked to the guy for 2 minutes, if that, before we did the interview. But he was a great guy, a great author. It's a great book. It's called The Bombshell Before Roswell. And the other one, oh, God, it's a long title. It's about presidents. Look it up. It's on our Facebook. So let's start with some paranormal stuff. You guys like paranormal stuff?
Yes.
The people out there. Hunter's got his coffee cup ready. I have my notes here. And as you see, I have a lot of notes.
Yes, you do.
But then there's one thing. Allie's eyeing it up already. She's confused. I forgot to put it in my notes.
So you wrote it so real
I
big.
So I wrote it in big letters. And what does that say, Allie?
Dead girl.
Dead girl. Let me tell you about this. So actress Natalie Morales. Do you know Natalie Natalie Morales? I'm tired, too.
No.
She's from the show White Collar, and she's been in other things probably, but mostly from White Collar. Yeah. She tweeted out a picture. So, you know those – this is a quick one, but I think this is pretty cool. You know those things where, like, kids draw their imaginary friends, write about their imaginary friends and stuff like that? It's a school thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is – no one has a source on this. We don't know exactly where it's from. But it's a little girl. Her name's Ruby. She's 3. And it says, meet our imaginary friends. We asked some of our favorite kids to draw their make-believe pals. So she has a picture she's holding up. And it is it's in red. And it's vaguely human-esque. I say that not because it's monstrous, but because she's a horrible artist. She's 3. She has no talent. What? They're never going to get better if you just coddle them. And she's she's holding it up, and it says, this is my imaginary mom, grateful. Her yellow eyelashes mean she can see in the dark. She only comes to seat me at nighttime. It scares me sometimes, but I always want her to come back. She has 2 babies in her belly. She's 14, but can never have a birthday.
Oh. How does a 3-year-old come up with this?
I just dove into the deep end real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Natalie Morales, I think she said something like, no, you got a ghost. Is what you got.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, I think the kids are very honest. So where does a kid come up with something like that? Like, I get your imagination. I never had any imaginary friends.
There's...
Personally. Did you guys have imaginary friends?
Not that I remember.
I don't know.
Sort of?
My parents haven't told me.
I just played with all my stuffed animals.
Yeah, I had video games.
Yeah, it was more like giving a personality to a stuffed animal than having, like, an invisible person there.
Like, I would role play. I would like pretend there were people there in terms of the game I was playing, but I never had a friend that was imaginary. Whenever I hear about kids who have imaginary friends, I just kind of go, that's not real, is it? But apparently it is.
No, it's a real thing. Most of the people that I've talked to about this kind of thing project it onto something.
Do you think that it's actually imaginary friends, or do you think there's anything paranormal about it? Because they do say kids are sensitive to the paranormal, the same way animals are, and that as we get older, we kind of lose that connection to the other side, and you know, you get jaded about it. Do you think that's a thing, or do you think that's hoo-ha?
I mean, it could be. They're like, I would think that if it is a thing, it's overlapping with just kids having imaginary friends. Like, some of them could be, you know, ghosts or spirits, but I doubt all of them are.
Lindsay, do you remember a movie that came out in the early 90s about a girl and her imaginary friend?
Drop Dead Fred?
Drop Dead Fred. You do remember it. Anybody else seen that movie?
I remember seeing, like,
the previews?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a strange little film.
It is. I can't recommend it. Since we're talking about imaginary friends.
No. Yeah.
Let's go from imaginary friends to... And that's creepy, by the way.
Yes.
So that, someone needs to get
There's
that girl an exorcist.
A lot. I remember reading a post that someone just put a whole bunch of things together of kids with, like, their creepy drawings or the creepy things they say. And this one kid drew a machine that could completely take the human body apart and separate it.
Oh, the imagination of babes.
Oh, yeah. We could skip to that.
Was that, like, Sweeney Todd as an infant? Like,
what? No, I'm going to save that. I'm saving Murderbot for later, so...
Murderbot.
Let's go to time travel. Time travel is one of Ace's favorite topics.
It's sarcasm.
No, he loves it. He loves it in his comic book movies. He loves it in general. So
it's sarcasm.
It's sarcasm. Have you heard about James Oliver? Not John Oliver. The
I was gonna say it sounds familiar, but now you put John Oliver in my head, and I can't.
All you hear is accents now.
Yeah.
Well, he's from England. Well, no, he's not from England. Okay, it's a long story. So James Oliver is and Lindsay is gone.
I'm listening.
Okay. James Oliver was, I don't know when this happened originally, but he is apparently a time traveler who claims he's from the year 6491, and he's stuck in 2018 because his time machine broke down, and it stranded him in our time. So immediately we're off to a good start. Mm-hmm. And there's a YouTube channel called Apex TV, which I've actually watched before. I've seen a couple things on there. It's like a paranormal YouTube channel, and I eat that shit up. You know, like,
yeah, I think you mentioned him on here before.
I think so. They conducted a lie detector test with James Oliver, and they asked him a series of questions about his claims and his story, and he passed every single question. Yes,
but, okay, hold on.
Wait. Yes, I know. The lie detector tests aren't admissible in court.
Pseudoscience.
They are, but so is pretty much everything we talk about on here. So
yeah, but like, even the person who invented
the lie detector machine test is like
this is a piece of crap.
Yeah,
but it is. I mean, it's not admissible in a court, and it's probably not 100% accurate. But there is enough of an accuracy that it could make you go, what
so
if?
So he's mentally ill. The point of that is to tell if you believe what you believe.
I want to believe.
Okay, but...
You're making it difficult. Here's a couple of his claims.
You just have to believe.
Here's a couple of his claims.
What you're saying.
He said where he's from, the years are longer. His planet is further away from the sun, and it takes longer to get around it. They have gifted mathematicians there who work to calculate their years from those... from other civilizations. He says they are constantly finding new planets and galaxies every day in the future. Most of it is just nothing, but sometimes they hit the jackpot and find intelligent life on it. They find new planets, new ecosystems. There are a lot of planets more intelligent than humans. No doubt.
Yeah.
I believe that. He said there have been some conflicts, most of which have been put under control very quickly by a United Nations-style federation. Calvin, excited about that, which serves as a peacekeeping vessel. Global warming is going to get worse and our planet is going to get hotter. Friendships are possible across the galaxy, and everyone in the future has their own artificial intelligence system called Siri, which recognizes their voices. Which we already have Siri, yeah. When asked who the next president would be, he said that there was a restriction as to what he could tell them. So...
No.
That's convenient.
Yeah.
Time travel is a very sensitive topic because, by all accounts, it should be possible.
Sort of.
But it's not in the way that I think people think that time travel is possible.
Yeah.
Which we've talked about time travel on the show before. If there's time travel, then why don't we know about it? But then this guy shows up and everybody goes, he ain't shit.
Well,
what proof do you have other than a lie detector test, sir?
that's
I need
proof.
A lot more proof yeah, than a proof. Lie detector test.
What proof do you need for time travel?
I can get a positive lie detector test from a plant.
I'm saying a time traveler can't come back in time and tell you things. How would you know they're true?
That's you
why
wait.
I guess you like, wait yeah, and see
you
a
have
proof.
To, you have yeah. to.
You know, lie detector tests, I don't swear by them, but there's a little bit of credibility to them. What about in the case of, and I talked to her about this before, mm-hmm. and she didn't give a shit, just for the record, of, we talked about the Travis Walton case. You've heard of the Travis Walton case? They made a movie about it called Fire in the Sky, where a group of loggers, I don't remember where they're at, they see a UFO. This is a true story in the sense this is the story that they all tell.
Yeah.
This is based on real events. So Travis Walton and his friends, they go out, they're working one day, they see a fire in the sky. They go to investigate it. Everyone else goes back to the trucks because they're freaked out. Travis Walton walks forward. He gets sucked up by the beam of light and it like shoots him over and they think he's dead and they all take off because they're terrified. When they go back to find him later on, he's missing. Travis Walton shows up like weeks later after this huge hunt for him. They think the guy's killed him. He shows back up, tells the story about how he was abducted by aliens, and gives like a very detailed account of what happened. All of those men took lie detector tests about their story. All of them passed. Now, one person, sure, but a whole group of people telling the exact same story. Like, you don't think that there would be a little bit of inconsistency there?
Well, but it's in what you're testing. So you're not testing if they're telling the truth or not. You're testing if they believe what they're saying.
Mm-hmm. Right, but to get all of them, I think there was either five or
six. Oh, yeah, no, I'm sure that like they all have a shared experience of something. But that the shared experience is what makes that slightly more credible than
this guy saying on a time detector. Traveler.
And
did you say future pants?
Yes, it did.
Plus, time travel, as I understand it, my theory of time travel is that...
And you just keep going forward in time and don't stop?
No. No.
Because that's what we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Because there is such a thing as time travel.
It's what we're doing right now.
You can go back in time very easily
yes,
by crossing time zones.
Well, you can also do that.
Smart ass. Staring down there, glaring at me. If you were to time travel... Think of time as like a straight line, right?
Sure.
And it goes forward. Mm-hmm. It's always going forward.
Mm-hmm.
But if you time travel, it's the Back to the Future theory. You know, you don't go forward on the same line. Mm-hmm. You create an alternate line that you
many worlds theory.
Yeah, the many worlds
or
theory.
Or you have the quantum leap one where it's all balled up and different points touch.
Okay, you're going to have to get more specific than it's all balled up and different points touch because that's pornographic.
You have your straight line.
Right.
Ball that straight line up. In your hands.
Like cat yarn.
Yes. Different points touch.
Right. So why is it so unbelievable to believe that there could be someone that travels through time?
It's not unbelievable. He just has to give us more information.
Yeah.
What would it take to convince you?
Name the next president. Name, like, do something that actually has...
But what if that makes
consequence?
Paradox? You'd almost have to have them say it, but not make it publicly known.
You'd have to right. like, seal it sure. in an envelope.
Then, yeah.
But I mean, it's the ripple effect. Anything that you do can alter everything.
Yeah.
You know?
Sure.
So if he just by coming back in time, he may have altered the future.
Is that why we already have Siri?
Mind blown.
He got bored and made it.
I mean, that's not a maybe. Like, I don't know. I like to believe that time travel is real, but I don't know if this guy, Jamie Oliver, who apparently has a British accent.
You said James Oliver earlier.
What did I say now?
Jamie?
Jamie. I call him Jamie.
he's on a first name basis.
We're intergalactic friends.
Yeah.
He has a British accent with a Southern U.S. style twang. Now, I did not listen to it.
How?
But maybe that's what they sound like.
It's a British accent with a Southern drawl, is what you're saying?
Yeah, like a United States Southern drawl.
That's kind of weird.
How does that work?
Well, he says he's not from this planet.
How do you get that?
Be born on that planet.
But
how did that planet get that?
Maybe that's the way they talk on that planet. They also look exactly human.
I don't even know how you would
imitate
that.
That's convenient, too.
Look, I'm not saying James Oliver. I'm not saying he's an actual time traveler, but he's not the first person to claim to be a time traveler. There was a, what was that one guy?
John Titor?
Titor, yeah. That was, not only is he a famous supposed time traveler, they even put him in an anime. Was it Steins Gate?
Yes.
Is that what the, yeah, I haven't finished that one yet.
So, I mean, there's a precedent to be set for people claiming to be time travelers, but, you know, if you could travel back in time, what would you do with it? Honestly, I'm asking. What would you do if you could go back in time?
Unrestricted?
Unrestricted. Anywhere you want to go. Back and forth.
Well, I would go forward. I wouldn't go back.
But can you go forward in time?
Why not?
Because it hasn't been written yet. So how could you travel forward?
From your perspective, it hasn't.
Yeah. The author.
I mean, the only way you could do that is if you created like a black hole or vortex or something that keeps you in suspended animation for 600 years. And to you, it's 20 seconds, you know?
So you mean I would have to go and just exist near a black hole for a few minutes?
Yes. Then maybe that's what time travel is. Maybe time travel machines are just black hole machines.
Didn't we go over that in the time travel episode we did?
Probably. Yeah. I'm reiterating for the new fans. Hole?
Yes.
Sure. Ali, what would you do? What was the first thing you would do if you had access to a time travel machine?
This is a hard question.
Nope, you go back and see Jesus.
But then...
I would go back and get stoned to death for being a witch or wizard or something, because I brought technology with me and
You assume I would not go back with like an AR-15. Let's see what sticks and slingshots do against my armor. Allie? Would you go see the dinosaurs? You couldn't, because they didn't exist.
Also, I'm not sure if the atmosphere would allow for humans to exist very comfortably.
In the dinosaur era?
The dinosaur era, yes.
The Paleozoic era.
I would take a suit of some kind, obviously.
Okay.
And that suit just magically works for that atmosphere?
And don't step on any creatures?
Has suit.
It's just a suit, Allie. This isn't rocket science.
It's a breathing apparatus.
It's time travel.
Much simpler.
Would you go back and would you go back in time and see if Jesus existed? Would you scratch that itch? No. Not in the there was a person, but in the biblical sense. Would you go back to see, was Jesus crucified? Did he resurrect? Would you go back? Would you want to know?
Find some answers.
Or would you not want to know?
The fear would be of changing something.
If you could be a silent observer.
Like that one dude in the JFK assassination.
Lee Harvey Oswald?
The one that has like modern clothes.
Oh, the pictures? Yeah. That's an easy question, Allie. If the moon was made of cheese, would you eat it?
What kind of cheese?
Lindsay, what about you? She's hopeless.
I mean, I can give you the dumb answer, which would be going back and not letting myself sell my 1985 version of Candyland, but I still have it.
You have all the access to the goddamn time travel.
I said
in
it
the
would
world,
be dumb.
And you go back in time to stop yourself from selling Candyland.
Have you seen the new designs? They suck.
Buy like $500 of gold. Go back to the 1920s.
This is why women should not be allowed in time travel.
That was a weird statement.
I got another glare. I'm going backwards on my notes here yet, too, by the way, which is kind of irritating.
Well, didn't you start on the last page?
Yeah.
To be fair, I said it was stupid.
Would you go back and kill Hitler?
You got to shoot him out the window like Farnsworth.
I mean, same thing. What other repercussions is it going to have?
I don't know. Roll the dice. Could it be worse?
Possibly. Yeah. I mean, what time would you go back and kill? Would you kill him as a baby?
No, I'd wait till he was of age.
Okay.
Happy 18th birthday,
Hitler. Happy birthday, you son of a bitch.
At that point, he already has followers.
Well, I'm sure he has followers when he's a baby. He has a family.
Followers.
Family.
Well, rather than killing him, maybe make it so that he was better at art so that he didn't go into politics.
Or maybe teach him, like befriend him, talk him out of it. You know?
Yeah.
Get him a girlfriend. I don't know.
Okay.
Or just, like, make him accidentally die in the first war that he was in.
Yeah. Accidentally.
Yeah. Quotations.
Hold this grenade.
What's a grenade? What's a grenade?
Where's the pin?
All right. Lindsay, you like Sharknado?
No.
Of course you do. Well.
What do we got now? Did someone make a Sharknado?
This is from Coast to Coast AM is where I saw this. I'm going to read what they had.
Was there
here.
Some massive storm that sucked sharks up into it? And everyone's like, oh my God.
It's not quite, but we're working on it. A ferocious storm that swept over a coastal city in China spawned conditions which caused sea creatures to rain down from the sky. The incredible phenomenon occurred in Qingdao, hope I'm pronouncing that right, earlier this week when winds and rain combined to flood the city and genetics on my brain, generally wreak havoc on the area. As residents were riding out the storm, they were stunned to see some proverbial visitors to the city in the form of various denizens of the deep that had been suddenly deposited onto cars and sidewalks from the sky. Photos of the odd rainfall spread like wildfire on Chinese social media, which is really popular, apparently, with perhaps the most iconic image being that of an octopus hurtling through the air as if it were floating in space. I saw the picture. It was pretty cool.
At least the octopus can find its way back.
Assuming it didn't just splat when it hit the ground. Other creatures caught up in the chaos were starfish and shrimp, which found their way onto a number of windshields throughout the city. To those watching the weirdness safely from home, it was no doubt a wild sight, but we're guessing that those living in the city weren't as thrilled with what was going on, considering most of them were wading through knee-deep water during the treacherous weather event.
Between that and then like having to clean shrimp off your car?
Free sushi.
Good eating.
No, thank you.
Imagine how many pets you could get from that, though. You want a starfish? You want an octopus?
If they lived, like you said.
This isn't the first time this happened. Actually, this has happened many times through history. Allie, are you okay? You look like you're going to fall asleep at the microphone.
No, I'm fine.
Okay, just checking. Just checking. If you could go back in time and wake yourself up. Anyway, last year, students exiting a Stanford Avenue elementary school in the town of Oroville, California, discovered their playground in various parts of the school covered in dead fish. It wasn't a prank, but more than likely a rare weather phenomenon where funnel clouds pick up fish and carry it for miles.
This is gross.
My mom once found fish in her washing machine.
Yeah, that was a storm, and it wasn't just me putting fish in my pockets when I was like 3.
Did you put fish in your pockets when
apparently,
you were 3?
I don't remember.
Yeah, and then he got yelled at, and like her logic was, you can't do that. You can't. They need water to live. And the next day he came home with worms in his pocket, and the first thing he said was, there's dirt in there. They're fine.
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean? That was perfectly sound logic.
You were a scientist, even at a young age. By the way, the last thing about the California one, there was an area meteorologist who said that there was no weather pattern for that time that accounts for the strange event. It remains a mystery to this day of why the fish just kind of appeared. Because apparently the fish were, I forget, I don't have all of the details here, but they were either saltwater fish or there was some
something
kind of fish.
That shouldn't have been there.
That shouldn't have been there. And the closest place that they could have been was so far away that there's no way they could have traveled that far in this weather storm, this storm, whatever.
Huh.
So nobody knows why or how, but it remains a mystery.
Someone angered someone.
This segment of the show is brought to you by The Last Sharknado, It's About Time, which premieres on July 25th, 2018 on the Sci-Fi Channel.
You know it's not going to be the last one.
Is what?
Seth Rollins in it?
Nope, just Ian Ziering, Tara Reid, and a bunch of B stars. So.
They're calling Seth Rollins a B star?
He's a B plus player. I hit a button. Hold on.
Oh, no.
No, we're good. All right, so Ali, you were talking about, this is the problem with we didn't have a topic, like a top topic, so I'm going backwards in my notes, and now I've confused myself, but I'll find it. You guys talk amongst yourselves for a second.
You sure you're going to find it?
All right, this is from Oddity Central. Ali, you were talking about...
Is that a thing?
Yeah, all of these things are a thing. Where have you been? Scientists at the Massachusetts...
Scientists at the
Massachusetts Institute of Technology have trained an artificial intelligence algorithm to become a psychopath by exposing it to gruesome and violent images on popular social network Reddit. I've said it before.
I saw a post about that.
Reddit is the cesspool of the internet, but it's also a reflection of...
Hey, whoa,
wasn't
whoa,
there
whoa.
A movie whoa. About something like that?
4chan.
No, 4chan's where the pedophiles play.
That's only one board, I think.
We're not going to say that board on the air. The psycho artificial intelligence was nicknamed Norman after the iconic Anthony Perkins character in Alfred Hitchcock's 1960 classic Psycho. And the AI was trained to perform image captioning, a popular deep learning method of generating a textual description of an image. But there was a fun twist For an extended period of time, Norman was only exposed to gruesome and violent images from an infamous subreddit dedicated to documenting and observing the disturbing reality of death. Researchers then used Rorschach inkblots to compare Norman to other AI which hadn't been exposed to the same gruesome images. Can you imagine how well this went?
But why?
Well, scientists concluded that after being exposed to the darkest corners of Reddit, by the way, Reddit is the one that's going to start the robo revolution, Norman lacked empathy logic, which basically turned the AI into a psychopath. When exposed to the same Rorschach ink blots as other AI, it saw very different things. For example, where a non-tainted AI saw a close-up of a vase with flowers, Norman saw a man being shot dead. Where a normal AI saw a person holding an umbrella in the air, the digital psycho saw a man being shot in front of his screaming wife. And where a standard AI saw a heartwarming scene of a couple standing together, Norman saw a pregnant woman falling from construction.
Dang!
But all of these are just like, you've built in only these things for him to see.
Yeah.
So of course he's going to see only those things.
Right, he's crazy.
So yeah, they made a... Okay. They made a psychopath, and so then we're like, hey, look at how psychopathic he is.
They kept showing him stuff that has to do with death, and then they're wondering why he's connecting everything to death. That's all he's seen.
That's not entirely true.
Listen again. For an extended period of time, he was only exposed to it. He wasn't just exposed to that.
Okay.
He was exposed to the same stuff, but he had the added twist of seeing gruesome images. So he had both. But by seeing the gruesome images along with it, maybe seeing it more, it changed him into a more cold-blooded character.
Okay, did they do any other tests? Did they ask questions, like morality type of questions?
This isn't Ultima 4. Oh, that's a deep cut.
What?
No one's going to get that one.
I mean, I'm assuming it made you make choices.
Yes, Quest of the Avatar. The very first thing you do is you make morality choices that dictate your character.
Because...
20 points in the nerd community right there.
That's more than 20 for Ultima. You kidding me?
It says, by creating the world's first psychopathic AI, researchers set out to prove that the method and material used to teach a machine learning an algorithm can greatly influence its behavior, and to illustrate, quote, the dangers of artificial intelligence gone wrong when biased data is used in a machine learning algorithm. So I think what they're saying is that
you can bias a machine very heavily.
Maybe that you can bias anybody.
Sure.
That you expose people to these things and then it's why, you know, why kids can grow up racist or stuff like that. You expose them to the stuff and they kind of adapt those things and become that. Mm-hmm. You know, the scary part is that we're doing this to machines.
Or we're doing it to the logarithms that advertise to us on Facebook. That's the same idea.
Yeah, but my fear is that, okay, when you combine this this stuff that they're doing with the machines, like let's turn machines into psychopaths for the fun of it. And at the same time, we're also building robots that are more human than ever. We're building robots that can actually do work. And there is some AI out there that is so close to being human. They're actually talking about robot rights now and what rights they should have as living entities. You're telling me that this isn't a bad idea, that we're combining these things, that on one side's doing this and the other's doing that? At what point do they finally, like, someone goes, I got an idea. Let's take that robot that looks human and let's make him a psycho and see what happens. It will happen, people. Wake up!
I think there's a distinction between general AI like this and the AI that people are arguing have human rights.
Right now.
Sure.
Like I said, remember we were talking about VR before you guys got here, before Allie and Lindsay got here. And Calvin said we're in the infancy stages of VR. You know, This is the Mario 64 stage of VR. This is the Mario 64 stage of AI and creating artificial life forms. Give it another 30, 40 years, and you don't think that this is going to be Blade Runner? It's going to be Blade Runner.
So people don't hate me? This is the Mario 64 to graphics, 3D graphics. People are going to like crucify me if I say that that's a bad game.
No, it's an amazing game.
Exactly.
Amazing game. This is primitive.
Yeah.
We're in a primitive stage of artificial intelligence, and it's Terminator. It will happen. Skynet's going to happen. What do you guys say about that?
Why are you looking at me?
I thought you had a point. You looked at me. Am I the only one that's afraid of this? Like,
no.
Because we are jacked into, all right, I'm going to sound like the guy that wears the tin foil hat on his head. We are jacked into so many different networks, different machines. Pretty much our entire lives are kept going through technology at this point, right?
Yeah.
Yes. It's like the Futurama episode. If we lost all of our machines, we'd all revert to Fry banging that can against.
Lila,
you know,
bring fire?
No, we're good on fire. Thanks. If the machines go down, we're all screwed. If the machines rebel, we're doubly screwed. They have access to our weapons. They have access to all of our information.
And they could freeze all of our assets.
Yeah, they could. I mean, if the robots ever became like sentient and self-aware of what's going on, especially if they feel threatened by
just
us.
They could starve us to death.
They could destroy us in many ways. And we're teaching them how to be psychopaths?
Are we teaching them how to rewrite their own code?
Not yet, but you could teach one to adapt and maybe he could figure it out.
There's learning AI that is literally all about rewriting its own code to be better.
Are we teaching it to love each other? Are we showing any of them Disney movies and going like, be happy, spread the word? No, we're showing them.
Don't just worry. Sit them down and make them watch Care Bears all day.
Well, that would turn me into a psychopath.
Yeah, that's not the route to go.
I would definitely become a killer at that point. All right, last thing before we get into the main topic, which the main topic, by the way, tonight, as voted by me, we're going to be talking about space pants.
Space pants.
I'm sorry, the Space Force.
Aw. I'd rather talk about space pants.
I'm sure there are going to be pants in there. So, last thing, and this one is a doozy. This one might take me a little bit to explain, and I'm going to have you guys help me figure it out. There was a new paper published by Bernardo Kastrup titled The Universe and Consciousness, and it argues that existence as we know it is not made up of multiple organisms living in the same universe, but that there is just one cosmic entity and that all things are a product of the biggest case of dissociative identity disorder in history, in the galaxy.
Can you break that down into English, please?
All right. So
one cosmic brain that is just cut up into a whole bunch of multiple personality disorder. Yeah.
So it got thrown into a blender.
No. Take.
And we're all those different personalities.
Yes. Imagine a person with multiple personality disorder, which we now call, what is it? Dissociative identity disorder.
Yeah.
So you have a person who thinks they're different people.
Yes.
Now, what if this is on a cosmic level? To where there is one entity in the universe, or maybe the universe itself, and that entity has dissociative identity disorder, and that we are all just fragments of its psyche.
So
that makes my head hurt.
What explains the physical aspect of the fact that we aren't one person?
So I don't know if this is going to answer.
But the universe is one person. That's what he's saying.
Okay.
We're in the universe. We're the universe experiencing itself. That's the.
Yeah. And the basis of that, because this goes way deeper than what I have. We don't have time to talk about all of it. We really don't. I suggest you look it up because it's fascinating. I was reading about it today. But there's all the different, you know, not psychological, philosophy arguments about existence and what are we and stuff like that. They're basing this on some science even. And this is what I wrote down, and I hope this explains something. In 2015, this is very cool to me, doctors in Germany reported the extraordinary case of a woman who suffered from what has traditionally been called multiple personality disorder, today known as dissociative identity disorder. The woman exhibited a variety of dissociated personalities called alters, some of which claimed to be blind. Using EEGs, the doctors were able to ascertain that the brain activity normally associated with sight wasn't present, while a blind alter was in control of the woman's body, even though her eyes were open. Remarkably, when a sighted alter assumed control, the brain activity returned.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, so basically saying that, you know, to this person, like a person that thinks they're blind.
Mind over matter.
Would be blind. Yeah. This was a compelling demonstration of the literally blinding power of extreme forms of dissociation, a condition in which the psyche gives rise to multiple operationally separate centers of consciousness, each with its own private inner life. We know empirically from DID that consciousness can give rise to many operationally distinct centers of concurrent experience, each with its own personality and sense of identity. Therefore, if something analogous to DID happens at a universal level, the one universal consciousness could, as a result, give rise to many alters with private inner lives, like yours and ours. As such, we may all be alters, disassociated personalities of universal consciousness. The paper summarizes the argument as this. There is only one cosmic consciousness. We, as well as all other living organisms, are but dissociated alters of cosmic consciousness surrounded by its thoughts. The inanimate world we see around us is the extrinsic appearance of these thoughts. The living organisms we share the world with are the extrinsic appearances of other dissociated alters.
So...
yeah. With, let that sink in.
With multiple personality disorder, whenever you're in an alter... you have no connection to your other personalities.
You are basing that on a human level. But if this is on a universal level, the rules, I think, were out the window. Because what we...
So what actually supports this theory?
I mean, it's what supports any theory. This is just, it's a thought. It's a theory. I mean, it's just one of how many different... versions of, you know, trying to explain what we are, but it's not so hard to believe. I have said for many, many years that there's a small part of me that believes that I may be the only actual creature that exists in the entire universe, and that everything around me is pretty much created just for me.
It's a very human thought.
Yes. Thank you. I think.
You're welcome, I guess.
So that's one theory of existence. I mean, what's to say... If a person can truly not only just believe that they are different people, but also their entire like physical being changes, you know, mentally, if nothing else, like we're not talking about like, oh, she's crazy, like actual brain activity changes on a mm-hmm. human level, then on a universal level, what could it be capable of?
Well, and if a universal consciousness is fractured like that, it's going to be fractured in... very, like, thinking of it like cutting up anything, some pieces are going to be bigger than others.
Mm-hmm.
Some consciousnesses are going to have more willpower or whatever.
That's one of my questions that I asked.
So,
if every organism is an alter, why is there such a drastic difference between organisms? Like, why are humans the way we are, and why are there insects?
Bigger piece of the pie.
Yeah, like, what fragment would be an ant, you know?
So... we measure our consciousness with brain activity. How do we measure the universe's?
We don't. Like, if this is true and we're all just fragments of the universe's, like, psyche, then, like, nothing we really do here matters, you know? Like,
on her question, brain activity is just electrical signal.
Mm-hmm.
You can measure the electrical signal of the universe. That's something you can do by turning on a TV and see the background radiation static.
Ah, the old Radiator 5000. Used to sit in front of that and watch Hee-Haw with my peepop.
Radiator 5000? I'm confused by the name.
So if there is one cosmic entity, if there's one consciousness that is the universe, would you consider that to be God? Or is there no such thing as God?
And in this theory, God is real crazy.
Well, so if it's just the universe, does that mean that another universe maybe is its own consciousness too? Are universes beings on a cosmic level that we can't comprehend? Maybe the reason we don't comprehend is because...
is everything small just a small version of everything big?
Yeah. Why are kids actually short, or are they just farther away?
I should have stayed home tonight. My brain is not processing anything.
So I thought about this, and I think this is a really cool theory. And I started to think, like, so where does it end? Like, is each person a different alter? Or would each universe be the alter? Like, maybe there's one being that exists on all planes of existence, and all planes of existence are just alters of it. So we're not talking about like a human-like entity living in space like Galactus, but the universe itself, and that other universes are just a splinter of that universe.
Now you're just talking about multiple worlds theory again.
But the universes are alive, and they're living creatures.
That doesn't change the theory.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't believe this personally, but it's fun to think about. But why is it so hard to believe? You know, What do we know about the universe?
Well, mostly because it's hard to wrap around your brain.
Yeah, that's because you're human.
Necessarily sort of. Hard to believe. It's just hard to prove.
It's mm-hmm. hard to process. Look at her.
I'm a bad example. I worked from 6:30 a.m. to 8.
When you're tired, that's when you think of the craziest shit.
Not
that is when your
tired.
Brain is the most active.
No. Not right now.
So if this is true, what happens when you die? If
you
were never existed
to
begin
with. You are absorbed into the universe.
Just reborn as another thought? Maybe history repeats itself?
Not necessarily.
That's an interesting thing. If you have... I'm just going to call it multiple personality disorder because that's what I've always called it. Can one of your alters die? Like a human that has it. Can one of their personalities...
Yeah, because you can... I mean, actually, I'm not positive.
Isn't that how they tried to fix it was kill off extraneous personalities? Mm-hmm. I think there was a documentary about that. I could be wrong, but I think there was.
That'd be an interesting documentary. But.
Yeah.
So if there is a God, and the God is all-powerful, and the God does have dissociative identity disorder, like, they say we're made in God's image. Maybe they were right. You know?
We're all crazy.
We're all just creatures. We're all floating in a turtle's dream. I want to know what you guys think about that. Do you think that's just insanity, or do you think there's anything that could be, like, any truth to that? Does that blow your mind, or you just kind of go, well, that's stupid?
I don't know. The universe doesn't have schizophrenia.
We're talking about the universe as if it's like a creature.
Uh-huh. Which we don't know that it's not.
We don't know that it's not. We don't know that it is. We really don't know what the universe is. Uh-huh. We know that it's expanding.
It's one of those great unknown questions.
Yeah. The universe
makes my head hurt.
We only know about the universe what we think we can prove with our limited brains. So everything that we can prove may be wrong. You know, you don't know. The universe, it's all crazy. I'd say we'll update on this as we find out more stuff, but what the hell do you find out about this?
You never know what somebody might discover.
Well, some guy might come back from the future and tell us about
there
it, and no one will believe him.
A giant crack in the sky, and my this multi-tentacle monster comes out, and...
What about Cthulhu? He comes from the water.
No.
That's a Murloc.
Shklim? What's the...
Is it one of the Elder Gods?
No, the Futurama movie.
Oh, it's been a while since I've seen the movies. I was a huge fan of those. Let's finish up. We got about 20 minutes left. Let's talk about space real quick, because if you've been around the internet this week, you know that President Trump and I'm going to try real hard to keep this.
Who's
going to
be the real
safe.
Life Zap Brannigan?
Trump.
Oh God, that's like perfect.
Yeah.
It didn't click in my head, but that's perfect.
Leela. Melania. That's my Zap Brannigan. Anyway, so President Trump, and I'm going to try to keep this non-political. I'm not going to try to get into Republicans and Democrats here, because if you listen to the other shows, if you're a fan of Just I Want to Believe, then you don't know the levels we go to on the other shows. So I'm going to try to avoid it for you tonight. This is from CBS News. President Trump officially directed the Pentagon to establish a sixth branch of the U.S. military in space on Monday. Speaking at a National Space Council meeting at the White House, Mr. Trump called for a, quote, space force to ensure American dominance on the high frontier. The president also signed his administration's third space policy directive, calling for establishment of new protocols and procedures to manage and monitor the increasing numbers of satellites in low Earth orbit and the tens of thousands of pieces of space junk and debris that pose an increasing threat to costly spacecrafts. The directive follows on the heels of two other major space policy initiatives being implemented. You think after reading so much of this, it would get easier, and I still get tongue-tied. It's frustrating. Being implemented by the National Space Council, one calling for returning humans to the moon before eventual missions to Mars, another aimed at streamlining the federal space bureaucracy to reduce red tape and streamline licensing and oversight of commercial space activity. The president said, "For too many years, our dreams of exploration and discovery were really squandered by politics and bureaucracy. We knocked that out. My administration is reclaiming America's heritage as the world's greatest spacefaring nation. The essence of the American character is to explore new horizons and to tame new frontiers. But our destiny beyond the Earth is not only a matter of national identity, but a matter of national security. It is not enough to merely have an American presence in space. We must have American dominance in space."
So what about NASA?
What about them? NASA is more for the exploration of planets. They're not really a defense force. I think what he's talking about here is a defense force.
He wants space police.
Yeah.
So Robotech.
Not quite to that level yet. I think we're talking more maybe, I don't know.
Scooty Puff Jr.?
Scooty Puff Jr. sucks. And you know it.
Plus, okay, obviously I was half dead when I read it. And it's on the internet, so I don't want to trust it. But he can't just make a new branch.
He can tell the
Pentagon to make a new branch.
Okay. He says that this is going to be a sixth branch of the U.S. military. So we have the Air Force, the Navy, the Army, Marines,
National Guard,
and now the Space Force. One, I hope we have a better name. Space Force sounds like a 50s pulp comic.
Is it going to turn into Super Troopers? Fight bugs.
There have been so many.
You mean Starship memes. Troopers?
Yes, I'm tired, okay? I've had a very, very, very long day.
There
was a picture of a guy with a face hugger, and it said, "Join the Space Force. It'll be fun," they said.
So, one thing that upsets me is space used to be like the world unifying thing.
Right, mm-hmm. Now it's an American. We're going to stop a copyright on
so,
it. We're going to license space.
I mean, but, that's kind of what the moon race was to begin with.
Well, sure, but it then unified the world.
Yeah, that was a pride thing. We wanted to be the first one to get there.
Was it? Because they slammed that like flag down on the moon like, this is ours.
They had to. The gravity.
That's not how that works. This is just going to make other countries... Well, I guess it depends on how serious they take this. If other countries will then make their own space police force.
Like, you think this could ignite a new... Like Lindsay was talking about the moon race, could ignite a new thing.
Or if people are just going to go, no, that's stupid, quit being stupid, and just ignore it.
So Tanner messaged me and he said, do you think this has anything to do with the research into UFOs and stuff like that? And on the surface, I kind of thought, no, not really. I truly believe that Trump wants to, because he's not wrong. Like, give him shit all you want, but he's not wrong. At some point, space will be the next frontier.
Right. Whenever Trump, there was a meme around the election time, and Trump was sitting there. It was like after his first meeting with, I think, Obama. And he just looked like he didn't know what to do. And it just said, whenever you find out about aliens and try and figure out how to build a wall around,
around the world.
As long as he doesn't turn into Palpatine.
He's going to invite Bibble to the White House. And I look forward to seeing Bibble when he gets in there. But Tanner, maybe not too far off. There was, what was it, last, it was like our second or third episode. We talked about the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program that the government that was privately funded, that came off the heels of government research into this. There's also, you know, Project Blue Book, Majestic. There's all these different things that you can go back and see that the United States has been investigating UFOs, extraterrestrial stuff like that. But even lately, like in the past how many years, now that they started declassifying all these videos, you know, there have been people that once were so critical of UFOs and aliens and stuff like that have now started to turn their tune around. I actually watched, and I can't believe I'm saying this, I watched an interview today with Luis Elizondo, who was the guy that was behind that program. He was on Tucker Carlson. Now, this is the part of the show where I get a little political. I hate Tucker Carlson. Dude looks like... I should probably stop. If you really want to see Tucker Carlson at his best, watch the Jon Stewart interview he did with him on CNN. When Jon Stewart broke him so hard, they canceled the show. That's a good Tucker Carlson moment. But even Tucker Carlson was saying on the show, you know, this isn't the same anymore. This isn't, you know, people in rural Kentucky, you know, drunk saying they saw a light. These are trained military professionals. These are equipment that is United States government catching these things that we cannot explain. And he said, I don't care whether they're UFOs or whatever you want to call them. That is a matter of national security and it needs to be addressed. And we haven't addressed it. We haven't said, that's one of the criticisms we have on the show. We have not addressed these things that we don't understand. And people just kind of say, oh, I don't worry about that. I don't care about that. But now all of a sudden we're talking about a space force, something to literally police space. The timing is awfully convenient.
Yeah. Another thing I think it said was they want to take care of the space junk. Yes. Or at least track it.
The debris. The low-level satellites and debris that's up there, yeah.
Well, low-level satellites are probably still operational, but the stuff that is damaging for craft that are trying to exit the atmosphere.
Right.
That opens it up, and I think the part I read on my own was they were opening it up for more commercial flights.
Right.
And privatized ventures into space.
The Elon Musk stuff, yeah.
Both of those things make it significantly easier for just normal people to get into space.
That's true. Yeah. Maybe not in our lifetime, but definitely in our children's lifetime, maybe their children's lifetime, space travel will probably be a resort package. It's Disneyland at that point. You want to go to the moon? You want to go to Mars? You know, whatever. And then eventually we'll have to terraform other planets. There's no way this planet's going to survive forever.
The moon will be Disneyland.
Stop it. You do not have a Fungineering degree. What'd you say, Allie?
The moon will be Disneyland. Disneyland will buy the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, America.
It'll be Pizza Planet.
So back to what you said, Lindsay, we stuck the flag in the moon.
Uh-huh.
That was to say, hey, we got here first.
I know.
But we never tried to go, we own the moon.
I know.
If Donald Trump had been president, he would have owned the moon.
I
think there was a decree that said that nobody, it's a shared property of the Earth. It's
because we're Earthlings.
Yeah.
Like when it comes to Earth.
Which is why I thought like all the space stuff is supposed to be unifying for the Earth, not an American thing.
But we're trying to make it an American initiative. This is not the first time I wrote this down, too. It's not the first time.
Go make all those leaders rewatch Star Trek.
No, make them rewatch Mars Attacks.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's why we need the Space Force. It's not the first time the U.S. has been interested in tactical operations in space. You remember 1983, Ronald Reagan announced plans to create a missile defense system to render nuclear weapons obsolete. The Strategic Defense Initiative, later nicknamed Star Wars, was finally scrapped in 1993 under Bill Clinton. But that was, growing up, I always heard about Project Star Wars. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, I didn't think it actually existed. I thought it was just like
a joke.
It was a thing.
It was a thing that they tried to do. And it wasn't to combat aliens. Or was it? Like, you really think they're going to come out and say, we want $50 billion, trillion to create a space defense against extraterrestrials?
I was more worried about My Little Ponies in the 80s.
With what?
I was more interested in My Little Ponies in the 80s.
Why are you here?
To aggravate you?
It's working.
There was a treaty... There was a treaty signed in, I think, the 50s or the 60s. I don't remember when. Between aliens and humans. Do you ever hear that?
Oh, at you talking about after the Proving Grounds incident where there was like a shootout or something?
Before that. That's Dulce Base. That's what I was going to talk about. Some conspiracy theorists have long believed that Dwight Eisenhower made a pact with aliens to give them research subjects in exchange for alien technology. The treaty was broken at some point, and an alleged war between Earth and aliens have raged ever since, including the infamous Dulce Base battle near the border of New Mexico and Colorado. One of the whistleblowers who helped expose the alien agenda and who helped build the Dulce Base, Phil Schneider, found dead after an apparent suicide that was believed to be actually murder. So the reason I wrote that in there was because I thought, if that is true, that we do have, like, if there was a treaty and the aliens broke that treaty, because according to some people, they believe that there are, I think, 7 or 8 different alien species living on this planet, 4 of which are evil and the rest are good, or maybe it's the reverse. There's more good than evil. There's good and bad on both sides, but more good than bad, thankfully. But if they broke that agreement and now there has been such a resurgence of unexplained, flying objects, that maybe it's time we strengthened our, weapons. It's time we strengthened our defense against threats that might come from the stars, especially with this president. I couldn't help it. I apologize.
I'm not going to make the joke.
Go ahead. Encourage it.
Trump might be an alien. Look at his skin.
Aliens.
Look at his hair.
Allie showed me a picture of David Duchovny meeting the guy from that Aliens space show meme. Yeah. The crazy hair.
He's an actor.
Yeah. Is he not a physicist?
No.
He's an actor.
No, yeah. Not David Duchovny.
I know.
The other guy's
an actor.
Now it's my turn to infuriate you guys. So is this just the beginning? Are we going to see a space force?
Maybe.
I hope.
And what do you define as Space Force? Because what I think is like Star Wars style, where there is, they already talked about creating a, there's going to be a space station that they're building.
Look, it doesn't matter what kind it is. You just know, call Samus and she'll take care of everything.
I mean, you know, first. This is going to lead to Oz.
Oh, Gundam.
Uh-huh.
Again, we're far away from that. You got to start small. You got to think space station and maybe someday you might look up and actually see crafts in the sky, like Star Destroyer style, flying overhead up in space.
So you're still going back to the Empire. So,
kind of.
We're talking about the Space Force, and we're like, it's going to be all this and that. It's going to be like the Coast Guard.
You think they're going to put space sandbags up there?
That's what the space junk is.
It's space sandbags. I think that it...
Nobody tell Trump what a Dyson sphere is.
Don't tell Lindsay what a Dyson sphere is.
It's
you talking about the vacuum?
It's a wall in space.
It's a what?
It's a wall in space.
Oh, I thought you said a chihuahua in space.
Yes. You just chuck dogs out there. And
no. Why?
Especially chihuahuas.
They're
America's most hated dog.
They'll scare the aliens away.
Put them in little space suits and little helmets. Put them up there and just tether them.
Do we know chihuahuas were aliens all along?
That, well, look, I mean, at them.
I mean, you saw what they did to the chihuahua in Mars Attacks.
Oh. Did they put Pierce Brosnan's head on it?
No.
No, they put Sarah Michelle Gellar. Uh-huh. No, Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah, that person.
They kind of look like aliens. They have mm-hmm. little bodies, mm-hmm. big heads.
Have you seen the videos?
Maybe those are their spies.
The baby chihuahua that couldn't walk because its head was too big.
Aww.
It just kept falling
That's
over.
That's not cute.
It kind of is.
That's really sad.
Yeah, it's not cute. It's depressing because they can't shrink it. They're going to have to put him in like a little Professor X wheelchair. And just ride and drive them around. What happened to this show?
I don't
it
know.
Be a great paranormal show. They were talking about head chihuahuas.
It's because I'm running after a 14-hour day at work.
I work my best on 14 hours a day.
I don't.
You don't. You've never worked. Well, you might have, but not here. Your longest day is like 8 hours.
Before your time.
Maybe 10.
Before
Maybe.
Your time. When we started Gaming Grounds over at Jackson, there was a day I worked from 10 in the morning till midnight.
Why?
Because How? We used to stay open till midnight on Saturdays.
Oh, that's right.
And I remember because the person that was supposed to work called in 30 minutes, 40 minutes before her shift and was like, hey, like I think it's like someone she knew or like her sister was having a baby. Can you cover? And I went, ugh. Yeah.
I'm like, no, you can go see the baby later.
I wanted to say, like, are you having the baby? Then come in.
The baby ain't going nowhere.
If they do create a space force, I want to sign up as a pilot. I don't care what Trump's policies are. If it gets me in space and like a fighter, I'm there. If I die, I'll just come back as another alter.
You know, it's just going to be like they're sending people up to the International Space Station that then go off on Scooty Puff Jr.'s to clear space debris, right?
I figure it's going to
That's be, all it's going to be.
It's the Coast Guard.
Yeah.
Legitimately, it's going to be just a bunch of bureaucrats up there in the space station just writing things down every day.
Not realizing like, that as soon as they come back, their bones are all going to like break.
They're up there thinking, this is not what we signed up for. When I signed up for something called the Space Force, I thought it was going to be like a cop show in space. And instead, it's...
That
like,
you're going to get a cool uniform, but you don't.
It's going to be as disappointing as Federation Force.
Oh, suck it, Metroid. All right, we're going to get out of here because she needs to go to sleep. I don't know what she's doing.
I need to eat.
I need to shower, eat, and sleep.
Yeah, so we're going to go do that. I want to thank you guys for listening to the show tonight.
In order?
Yes.
What was the order?
Shower, eat, and sleep.
How about you sleep? Then you sleep in the shower.
No.
And then I'll bring you food and just shovel in your
no.
gullet every couple of minutes.
No.
All right, no. guys. Come back tomorrow, hopefully, for
Maybe.
Pro Wrestling Unscripted, because that's a good lead-in.
Nice segue.
Yeah, to go from the paranormal right to wrestling. But tomorrow we got a lot of big news about a big release today. You got to tune in tomorrow to find out who it is, though, or go look it up online. It'll take you like 2 seconds.
Just get on
Which
Facebook.
Makes our
just
show
tell them that.
Obsolete. Everything is obsolete. Until then.
But here are our opinions.
Yes, here are.
Hear what we think about it.
Yes.
Hear what we think about Money in the Bank.
We're
that
not talking about,
weekend.
Okay, the wrestling. I'm going to say, you're not giving opinions on space. You're talking about chihuahuas who heads are too big and you got to put them around on a little cart. And what does that have to do with aliens? Where's
you
the ghost in
You said it was looking
that?
Like an alien. I was helping you out.
the ghosts are what made his head big.
Well, now it's
what? Good night, folks.
We'll see you tomorrow on Pro Wrestling Unscripted, guys. Go look up some of the stuff we talked about tonight and watch the skies. Said it right that time. That was for you, Dad. Bye, everybody.